dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I just want to focus on one question and lean entirely on St. Thomas for the answer, St. Thomas of Aquinas, that is. And it's the question, why is it that our Lord said, if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you? My question was, why did Christ have to go in order for the Holy Spirit to come? And St. Thomas answers this question. He says that the Holy Spirit, that Christ could have sent the Holy Spirit even while he was still in the flesh. And that points out that even at his baptism in the Jordan, the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the form of a dove and never left him. Even from the instant of his conception, he received the Holy Spirit without measure. But there are four reasons, according to St. Thomas, why he didn't send the Holy Spirit until he had ascended into heaven, left the disciples in bodily form. First of all, he says that the disciples weren't yet ready because they still had a carnal love and in some way were affected by this carnal love for the human nature of Christ and had not yet been elevated to a spiritual love for his divinity. And so they weren't ready for the Holy Spirit after Christ left. Then with that change in their circumstances, they were disposed to begin to see Christ as divine in a way they hadn't yet perceived, also because then they were filled with the Holy Spirit, as St. Paul writes in the second letter to the Corinthians, "From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view or with carnal affection," St. Thomas adds. Even though we once regarded Christ from a human point of view before his passion, we regard him thus no longer. Secondly, St. Thomas says that Jesus did not give them the Spirit because the Spirit being invisible it's more evident the divinity of that help that he gives them. It's totally spiritual, invisible, and yet perceivable. And so it's this characteristic of divine help which is most present in times of need. As long as Christ was with them, therefore, he really was all the help they needed. They wouldn't need any other help. But when he left, then the disciples were exposed to many tribulations, and so they needed another consoler. And that consoler or helper that was given to them is the Holy Spirit. Thirdly, St. Augustine writes, or St. Thomas tells, that it was out of consideration for the dignity of Christ that the Holy Spirit wasn't sent until Christ had been taken from their midst, invisible form. And St. Augustine, he cites St. Augustine, "A human being does not have the power to give the Holy Spirit," or Jesus Christ, rather, as human, doesn't have the power to give the Holy Spirit, but he does as God. And when he was still with the disciples in visible form, in a bodily form, it seemed to them that he was human just like them. And so to remove that obstacle to their perception, it was necessary that he be taken from them, from their eyes, from before their eyes of flesh, And then when the Holy Spirit came, as he promised, they would be more prone to perceive his divinity, because obviously only God could send this Holy Spirit. And he cites St. Augustine and sacred scripture as well. And then fourthly, it was to preserve the unity of the church that the Holy Spirit did not come until Pentecost, after Jesus had arisen, ascended into heaven, for the same reason that St. John the Baptist didn't perform any signs, as the gospel cites. John did no sign. This was in order not to divert the attention or the faith of the people away from Christ, and to underline the superiority of Jesus over St. John. But the disciples then, once they were filled with the Holy Spirit, were given the grace and the power to do greater works even than Jesus did, citing the scripture, "And greater works than these will he do." If the Holy Spirit had been given to them before the Passion, the people might have become confused as to who was really the Christ, and they could have been thus divided. And so it had to be very evident that Christ made this promise, went away, and then the power came upon the church, and there was no division as to who is really the power or the authority, Christ or this Holy Spirit. That was the danger. So that was another reason why Jesus didn't send the Holy Spirit until he had ascended into heaven. And so that's a lesson from one of the church's greatest theologians explaining this question: why did Jesus have to go or choose to go before sending the Holy Spirit? And this little exercise in research into the theological answers underlines the truth that our faith is given to us in a very integral but perhaps rudimentary form at baptism, and then strengthened through the other sacraments, but we still have to apply effort, primarily through prayer, but also through study, to acquire knowledge of the truths of our salvation. Not everything is immediately evident, and so great theologians like St. Thomas dedicated themselves for years to study of the disciplines that underpin theology, for instance, philosophy. St. Thomas is considered one of the greatest philosophers of history, and applying then that study to the scripture, he was able to uncover these various truths, or at least reasonable opinions, that shed more light on some of the statements which aren't so immediately obvious. And so we turn to the spouse of the Holy Spirit, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and petition for a greater portion of the Holy Spirit, a greater portion of her spirit of complete openness to God, to his truth, and the docility to conform ourselves to the Holy Spirit and his guidance, and greater love that we might pursue with more diligence the truths of our faith and become thus more faithful disciples. Praise be Jesus and Mary.